Summerfield is a quiet little town in Central Florida. For the teenagers who live there, it can sometimes get a little too quiet. Just ask Chris Samalot. Chris's brother William would agree. William Samalot and his buddy Seth Jackson have been close friends since grade school. Seth is a high school sophomore, 15 years old and tall for his age. He's also good-looking and popular. For these two teens, life is good and the future looks promising. April 18th is a Monday, a school day. William has plans to see Seth later that afternoon. William had seen Seth just the night before. But today, as the hours pass, Seth's silence grows more puzzling. Over the coming days, investigators will comb through the teen's social media pages and phones to reconstruct Seth's final hours. Phone records confirm what William witnessed, that Amber contacted Seth on Sunday evening shortly after 7 p.m. Seth has been lured into a trap. As Kyle later admits, he and Mike went in a back room, preparing to exact their revenge. And then, the trap is sprung. Everyone plays a part in the plot. It's Amber and Charlie's job to get Seth there, where Kyle and Mike end his life. Now, with their lives on the line, the teens wish they had made a different choice.